From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Famuliner. Many universities across the country and here in Columbia have postponed or canceled classes in response to the coronavirus pandemic. While that can complicate students' lives, as Sebastian Martinez Valdivia reports, public health officials say it's worth it.
In many ways, Wednesday felt like spring break had already come to the University of Missouri in Columbia. 2 days before the governor would issue a state of emergency in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, students were laying around on the quad, playing wiffle ball, taking dogs for walks, relaxing in the knowledge they wouldn't have to worry about classes for the rest of the week.
Sit, buddy, sit. That's a good one.
That's because the university canceled classes to give professors 2 days to prepare to move all their classes online in the face of the growing pandemic.
I was just standing by the side of the student union in shock because we had talked about it, but I was I didn't expect it till after spring break or at least until after Thursday.
Freshman journalism student Corinne Baum says there had been rumors, but she didn't expect it to happen so suddenly. Baum is from Washington, D.C. and says she's not sure what comes next.
I don't know if I'm going to be allowed in my dorm or if my in-state will even be honored because I might have to go back home for a certain amount of time.
The university says it's not currently planning on closing dorms or other campus facilities, but that has happened at other colleges. For now, the university is planning on holding classes remotely until after the school's spring break. Junior Jordan Toronto is majoring in aerospace engineering. He says he understands the precaution, but isn't looking forward to online courses.
I mean, I like to ask questions after class or before class. So I think that helps me a lot versus online. I'm staring at a screen, I'm surrounded by things.
No one at the university has tested positive for COVID-19. However, the announcement came a day after a person who attended a journalism conference in New Orleans tested positive for the virus. About 24 MU students and faculty also attended that conference. Both Toronto and Baum said they weren't overly worried about their personal health because so far senior citizens have seen the worst symptoms.
We are getting some reports that those people who are symptomatic still can transmit the virus and infect other people.
Cristel Ilbudo is the medical director of infection control and prevention at the University of Missouri Healthcare. She says the number of ways the virus can be transmitted, not just coughing and sneezing, but on surfaces as well, poses a problem. And an increase in infections could test the health system's capacity.
Limiting visitors, decreasing some of our elective procedures, again, so that the healthy individuals can stay home and we can really prioritize the hospital for those who are very sick.
During the H1N1 pandemic in 2009, there were confirmed cases of infections on campus. The university announced earlier in the week it was sanitizing residence halls, dining halls, and large gathering spaces. At a press conference last week, MU Healthcare Chief Clinical Officer Stephen Witt said the 2009 outbreak was instructional.
Many of the things we learned were to think ahead a few notches, things like extra ventilators for people, planning for what if we run out of room in our where we usually take care of patients, where would we put extra patients.
Ilbudo says MU Health isn't currently experiencing a shortage of supplies, but other hospitals across the country have. Research has shown college students are more likely to inaccurately judge risks than the general population. A study on the H1N1 pandemic found their optimism can lead them to take fewer precautions, like washing hands and cleaning surfaces. Back on the quad, health sciences major Zoe Clancy and law student Mason Mitchell are studying in the grass with their dog Louie. They both say they don't have confidence in students self-isolating.
I don't know how many people are actually going to follow that.
If you already look at today, everyone's already out socializing, so I don't think anyone's heeding the call too seriously yet.
Still, as engineering student Toronto points out, there is one thing students have that could make self-isolating less daunting.
I mean, we have the whole internet. I mean, there should be no reason anybody should be bored.
I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, KBIA News, Columbia.